All right, we were talking about city-level ordinances. Let's turn to legal issues at possibly the state and federal level. And joining us now to do so is WBUR's legal analyst, Nancy Gertner. She's also a retired federal judge and currently a professor at Harvard Law School. Judge Gertner, great to have you back.
Nice to be here again.
Okay, so I'd love to talk with you about the fight brewing between Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey and ExxonMobil, all right? Because let's give folks a little bit of background. Last spring, AG Healey announced that her office was investigating fraud allegations at Exxon, looking into whether Exxon had research about effects of climate change and started making changes to company infrastructure. That's what's alleged, while at the same time launching campaigns to encourage confusion around the likelihood of climate change effects. Again, that's what's being alleged. Exxon has filed a countersuit against Maura Healey and the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman for a similar investigation. Exxon's claiming that the investigations are politically motivated and violate the company's right to free speech. So a little bit more. All of this is coming to a head because a Texas judge ruled that Maura Healey will have to appear for a deposition in Dallas next week, and Healey is appealing that ruling. So lots to dive in here. Let's start with the basics. What do you think of the basis for Healey's investigation into Exxon? Is she doing the right thing? Should she even be looking into allegations of how ExxonMobil does business?
Well, that's part and parcel of what an attorney general does. She's looked into assault weapons ban. She's looked into Glock rifles. There has been AG investigations of the tobacco industry. Part of it is part of her consumer protection authority. And this is an investigation into whether or not ExxonMobil misled the investing public that were investing in ExxonMobil in Massachusetts and misled the public in the sale of its goods. And it's not based on air. There was documents that had been obtained by investigative reporters that suggested, and this is part of what has to be decided, that suggested that ExxonMobil for a very substantial period of time understood about global warming, was raising the platforms of their rigs in deference to that, was making their analysis of oil reserves, what needed in anticipation of global warming, and yet to the consumers of Massachusetts and Vermont and states across the country, they were saying something different. So this is an investigation into whether or not there is misrepresentation in connection with investments and consumers in Massachusetts.
Okay, so, but this is an investigation, right? And Exxon is saying that it's politically motivated in part because of things that Maura Healey herself has said. I mean, last spring, she said fossil fuel companies deceived investors and consumers about the dangers of climate change, and they should be and must be held accountable. We can all see the troubling disconnect between what Exxon knew, what industry folks knew, and what the company and industry chose to share with investors and the American public. I mean, so she made this in advance of the conclusion of her office's investigation.
Well, but she made this in order to trigger the investigation. There isn't a prosecutor in the galaxy that doesn't begin an investigation by thinking that there's something wrong. It would be terrible if she just decided, oh, this morning I'm going to investigate ExxonMobil for no apparent reason. So the comments that we think there's something there is akin to what probable cause, reasonable suspicion. It's the way prosecutors act when they begin an investigation. There's nothing wrong with that. As I said, it would be far worse if she did this without basis. But there is a sense that there's a there, and so she's pursuing it.
So what about this Texas judge's ruling that Attorney General Maura Healey should appear for a deposition?
Now, let me think about how to say this. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. So ExxonMobil filed a case in Texas challenging the subpoena, and in addition, one in the Superior Court in Massachusetts. What they're clearly trying to do is pick a jurisdiction that will be more amenable to them, even if it's a jurisdiction that literally has no jurisdiction over the Attorney General and absolutely no relationship to this case. Indeed, I'm informed that during the hearing before Judge Kincaid in Dallas, he was talking about the fact that other attorneys general who are involved in this investigation don't come from oil-producing states. So what you're seeing here is ExxonMobil trying to find a venue to litigate what may be legitimate issues, but litigating it in a forum which will be more amenable to their interests.
But don't.
I'm mincing words.
Don't lawyers try to do that all the time?
Yes, but there are rules about what you can do and what you can't do. I can't, for example, sue Meghna Chakravarti in California because there's a judge I have a relationship with there. In other words, there are rules about who has jurisdiction and when you can get personal jurisdiction over someone. You just can't pick, you know, any court anywhere in the galaxy. I know you may want to, but you can't.
Okay. Well, this is an ongoing issue that we'll come back to, and we'll see what happens with these appeals to all these various rulings, both in Texas and in Suffolk Superior Court.
Right.
But while I still have you, Judge Gertner, I do want to ask you something about the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court and what state-level courts might mean as we move forward into a Donald Trump administration, because he's going to have, well, we know he at least has one Supreme Court pick right off the bat, and he could have several more. So how is that going to change, if at all, the importance of state-level courts, especially the SJC here in Massachusetts?
You know, it's really going to be critical. Each state court has the right to interpret its own constitution. And what we've seen with respect to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court is that they have been willing over the past 20, 30 years to interpret the Mass Constitution, even in ways that are different from the Supreme Court interpreting its own constitution. And if
you mean the Constitution of the United States?
That's right, the Constitution of the United States. But we have a state constitution and a federal constitution,
yeah.
And they are the Mass Constitution actually predated the U.S. Constitution, but they can be interpreted differently. So it was not a surprise that gay marriage was found to be constitutionally protected in the state court, and then the Supreme Court followed. With respect to the death penalty, the state court banned the death penalty under the state constitution, and the federal court has never gone, the U.S. Supreme Court has never gone that far. Abortion is protected under the U.S., under the Massachusetts Constitution, and it may be in jeopardy under the U.S. Constitution. So to Governor Baker, it may not be enough to be not President Trump. In other words, he really has a jewel of a court that he has to protect, that he wants to put on that jewel, on that court, people who will engage with the issues, who will understand that the Massachusetts Constitution doesn't follow in lockstep with the U.S. Constitution, and has been a court with really stellar picks for the past, you know, 200 years, literally the best and the brightest. So I think he has to understand that he has that treasure. And if you care about the rights issues that I described, death penalty, abortion, criminal defense rights, voting rights, if you care about those rights, then he has to care about this court and spend a considerable amount of time, it seems to me, finding the best and the brightest.
Well, Nancy Gertner is a retired federal judge, and she's currently a professor at Harvard Law School, and she's also WBUR's legal analyst. Judge Gertner, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so very much.
Great to be here.
Back in about 90 seconds. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.